Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fifth shiur, and we saw the two parashiyos of Korban Pesach in the Torah. And one is the Pesach Lefnei Agula, one is the Achar Agula. Whatever is shaykh to the Etzem Shem Korban Pesach or the Pesach Achar Agula is going to be Lidoros, and any dinim that are shaykh dafka to the to Lifnei Agula, that it's shaykh not to the Etzem Shem Pesach, but to the Pesach Shelifnei HaGeula, which is the parasha in the Torah that's written before the Geula, in the middle, first is the Korban Pesach. Then we have the parasha of the Geula, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then we have another parasha of Pesach with more dinim. So whatever is shaykh to Lifnei HaGeula, not to the Etzem Shem Pesach, is not going to be the Doros. Everything else, it's shaykh to the Etzem Shem Pesach, shaykh to the Achar Geula. That's going to be the Doros. And we've been marich in this B'siyata Dishmaya. We've had four wondrous shiurim. God has been so good to us. And I thank him. He's the best. And Mirtz Hashem, we're now going to continue. And we're going to see more neflos. There's so much more to say. Torah is just endless. Baruch Hashem. And again, this is based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Agon HaGodol, Amuflo V'Amuflog. Rav Manzitzel. As Mevoa Me'asugia, we've seen our sugya that Pesach Rishon requires bikur. Pesach Rishon requires bikur, just like Tumid requires bikur. The Rambam was mashmit, omitted the din bikur by Pesach Rishon. It's mashma that you don't need bikur by Pesach Doris. And that would answer the kash of Tosis and Psochem Sadayam Ralti Raschel Mabain. So it's the ksav of the Kabbalah in Parshasbo. Chazam Ish in Kufchov Dalit, Sim Kufchov Dalit, Ois Tzadivov, Aynsha. But L'choira, this Rambam, that he's mashma, that's not, you don't require Bikur B'Pesach L'Doros to investigate, to examine the carbon from woman 4 days before, that's L'choira Neged HaMavur L'Hedji B'Sugya. It's against the Gemara, that's not so Gushmak, or it's against the Gemara. K'var Amar Alzayim in Chaschinuch B'Mitzvahei, and he remains with Tzolch Yom Godol, K'var Amar B'Zeh B'Merkevis HaMishneh, at the end of Chodesh Pesach, he's doichek, he's nidchak, ksav v'kabal again in Parshas Bo, chazon ish. We also have to understand the Meiri. The Meiri says that the Pesach Sheni is like the Pesach Rishon in Bikur. And we can't mean that the Pesach Sheni requires Bikur because the Hedge we have in our sugya that it doesn't. So it must be, Pesach Sheni doesn't require Bikur just like Pesach Rishon doesn't require Bikur. And of course, that is a wonder, because Pesach Rishon does require Bikur. So it turns out the Meiri is like the Rambam, say Pesach Rishon doesn't require Bikur. And the question is, oh my goodness, how is that? It's against the Sugya. So that's our avoda. So based on what we explained, we're going to present the following mahalach. And this is to begin with the Rambam in the 10th chapter of Hilchos Korban Pesach at the very end, Halacha Tesvav. He brings the Mishnah in Maseches Psochim and Daf Tzadi Hei that tells us the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Rambam says, at the time of Pesach Rishon, Chom inal ev chometz, it can't be stored away on chometz, so meat may not be eaten, removed from the company with which it was designated to be eaten. Inal ev yemotzi mechabura, the halal must be recited. You have to bring a chagiga. It may be brought in a state of impurity if the majority of people are impure because of contact with the human corpse. With regard to the Korban Pesach Sheni, by contrast, chometz and matzah may be possessed by the person at home. Halal is not recited by partaking of it. It may be taken out of the company in which it was designated to be eaten. A festive offering is not brought with it, and it may not be brought in a state of impurity. And we continue. Both are alike in that the offering them supersedes Shabbos. Halal is recited when they're offered. They're eaten roasted in one house together with matzah and bitter herbs. In either instance, may their meat be left over till morning, nor may their bones be broken. Now, Why does Korban Pesach Sheni not resemble Korban Pesach Rishon in all matters, as might be expected, since in Numbers 9:12 it states with regard to the second Korban Pesach, "K'chol chukas haPesach yasu." So lama lo yishva Sheni l'Rishon l'chol advorim. Tis l'chol chukas haPesach yasu. So Pesach should be Sheni, should be like Rishon. So answers the Rambam, l'fi Shapirish b'amitzis chukas haPesach. Because some of the statutes of the Korban Pesach are explicitly mentioned with regard to it. L'lamed she'eino shave l'chishon el b'dvorim she'nispar shibo. This teaches that it is analogous to the first only on those matters which are stated explicitly regarding it, and those are matters that relate to its body. The body of the sacrifice. That's chukas haPesach. It's related to the body. And what are the mitzvahs related to the body? That's what we learned before. They're eaten roasted. They have to eat tzli. And the Derech Shabbos, and they're eating al matzo maror, and you're not allowed to be moiser, and you're not allowed to be shever etzem. So these are all related to the body of the animal. It's the body of the animal is analogous to the first Pesach. What doesn't relate to the body of the animal, having chametz with it, possessing chametz, hallel, bring the chagiga, tumah, see those things that don't relate to the body, so that's not going to be Pesach Sheni. Only in Pesach Rishon, and that's the Rambam. Yisol divrei Rambam. Oh, and then the Rambam continues. This is critical. That the statements regarding the Ve'emchuk sebesu shekal zeh shenemar b'mitzrayim shi'ilak chapesu b'mitzrayim shi'uton ha'agwazdan b'agut seize ma'ashkir shlem zuz shi'osh b'chwaz and inos and v'orim no'agim l'teris. These statements regarding the offering of the Pesach in Mitzrayim, that it should be set aside in the 10th of the month, that its blood should be applied in a lintel and two doorposts with a bunch of hyssop, that it should be eaten with haste, are not practices that are followed in future generations. They are observed only with regard to the Korban Pesach in Egypt. Slika luhu hilchos Korban Pesach, p'tiyata d'shmaya. Gevaldik. So this Rambam is kula miksha achas. The Rambam is based on the sugya and Pesachim and Afzari Hey, but what does the Rambam answer? In other words, it continues his answer. The Rambam says, why is the Pesach Sheni not complete like the Pesach Rishon? It says, Kachol Chukas HaPesach Yasu. So it says, not in everything. Only in things that were explained in it. The Rambam says, some of the statutes of the Korban Pesach are explicitly mentioned with regard to it. So only in what was mentioned, that you do, not in what wasn't mentioned. So that's very good. And therefore that's only what applies to Gufo. Those are Chukas HaPesach. However, this klal that was said in Mitzrayim, that you take the Pesach on the 10th and Hagas Adam, etc., Mezuzos, Mashkov, O Yochel B'chipazim, that's not the Doris, it's only Pesach Rishon. What does that have to do? The Rambam here is talking about Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And also the Rambam goes into Pesach Darius and Pesach Mitzrayim. You're talking about Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. What is he telling us now? That what was done in Mitzrayim wasn't done in Darius. Mazikashul. That's me, I'm out. The Mari Kurkus already is all made on this in the Franco Rambam. Who was Divrei Malkiel, Rashash, Radal. So they say to move the dot. The Rambam writes, Vehem ha-mitzvah shebegufo, Vehem chukas ha-pesach shebechlal. In other words, what was included in B'chol chukas ha-pesach, which are mitzvah shebegufo. And on that comes an additional halacha. The Rambam says, Eshenam Rabbi Mitzrayim. And then he goes into the differences. He says that what was in Mitzrayim wasn't Pesach Sheni. What wasn't in, wasn't Ladoras. They're two separate things. So they just put a dot there, and that's supposed to solve the whole problem. However, Kiryas Sefer, the Ksav of Kabbalah, Parshas Bo, they bring the Rambam Kedavra Bifnei Atzma, that the Rambam is coming to explain that Pesach Dor is different than Pesach Mitzrayim. However, we don't see like that from the Kesef Rishon Mari Kurkus. They have the dot before. They have it, Vein HaMitzvah Shebegufo, Vein Chukas HaPesach. And then, the Rambam continues. It's not two separate halachas. Mari Kurkus' own girsa is that the dad is before Sheklal, Vein Chukas HaPesach. And then the Rambam writes, the Rambam adds something new. Sheklal Zesh and Amar B'Mitzrayim. That this cloud that was said in Mitzrayim, that it's taken on the 10th, that his blood should be applied to the lintel and two doorposts, etc. Chipazim, that's only Pesach Mitzrayim and not Pesach Doros. What is Pesach Mitzrayim? Pesach Mitzrayim is the hemshech of what we said before. What does Pesach Mitzrayim Pesach have to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? Because you want to move the dot to after cloud, and then Zesh and Amra is a new halacha, but the Rishon and Mari Kurkus and the Kesef Rishon don't have it that way. You know, the Kiryatzeh from the Ksav Kabbalah do. It's a davar bifnei atzmo. But our gears is very difficult. And even according to the other gears, so that it's a separate halacha, what's the Rambam telling us? It's not nafkamina. It's not nafkamina what's the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros. Talking about the same Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. The Rambam already taught us what the dinim of Pesach Doros are. And he didn't say that you need hazal, a pesach, etc. You don't need to sprinkle it, so we already know what's the doros. So what does it matter what was in Pesach Mitzrayim? No nafkamina. So how does the Shaykh to the Teretz to explain the interesting Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? And it's also interesting that the Rambam, when discussing the interesting Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, uses the Lashon of the Mishnah, Avim Pesach Rishon Pesach Sheni, but the Gav Mitzrayim Pesach Teretz, he doesn't write the Lashon of the Mishnah in Sadi Vav, Ma'avim Pesach Mitzrayim the Pesach Teretz. He just says that what we find in Mitzrayim, we don't find the Teretz. Why doesn't he write the Lashon of the Mishnah like he did by Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? And we also have to understand what the Ksav HaKabbalah asks. And the Diuk Divrei HaRambam. Shekasev She'en Oysam HaDvorim Noegim L'Doyreis V'Loi Nasu Ela B'Pesach Mitzrayim B'Lvad. It's not L'Doros, it was only Pesach Mitzrayim. Rambam already tells us that it's not L'Doros. It's M'mele Muvan that is in Pesach Mitzrayim alone. So why does the Rambam have to add, not only is it not L'Doros, but it was only in Pesach Mitzrayim? We know that. He says she claws the shenember Mitzrayim, she lakacha Pesach mi ba'asar. We know it's Mitzrayim. So why does Rambam again have to tell us that lo nasir al Pesach Mitzrayim? But why just tell us it's not the Doris? So, based on what we explained, it would appear as follows. The Rambam was bothered that sof sof, it says, k'chol chukas ha-pesach tase osa. So how does that stem with what we see in the pasuk that it's only mitzvah shebegufo? Because like the Gemara says, and the Tzadi Vav, it says, oisoi. What does oso mean? Only what applies to the guf. Mitzvah shebegufo. And it says, minayin tamlo armatzim ar yachlu. Yachlu afil mitzvah shelo agufo, no. Be'etzim la'ish beru bo mashir etzim. Miyuchat. That it's mitzvah shebegufo. Av kol mitzvah shebegufo. Yisi ben Yehuda says, yasu oso mitzvah shebegufo bilvad. So the Gemara says that it's from. The Gemara first says from mitzvah shebegufo. Also, is mashma begufo shel Pesach. And then it learns a mitzvah she'al gufo, al matzah marim yochlu. I might think even shelo al gufo. And the Gemara says no, it has to be shiris etzim, dafka gufo. And not, for example, hashbasis seor. So, and then Isi Ben Yehuda comes along and says, don't learn from Etzim Lo Yish Berubo. Learn from Yasu Oso. So in other words, we have a Pasuk that tells us that it's referring to mitzvahs Shebegufo or Sha'al Gufo. And now the Rambam was Mechadesh. Right now, we have that. On the other hand, we have Kochol Chukas HaPesach. All the Chukas HaPesach. And not only Mitzvah Shebegufo V'Sha'al Gufo. So how are you going to deal with that stira? So now the Rambam was Mechadesh. That what the stira teaches us is that even though B'Pesach Rishain Yesh Din B'Dorot Lasot gam et mashaya bePesach Mitzrayim. Even though bePesach Rishon there's a din that for all the generations you have to do what was done in Pesach Mitzrayim. What do you have to do that was done in Pesach Mitzrayim? Those things that relate to the Geula, in other words, the La'achar HaGeula Korban Pesach, the second parasha of Pesach. So that's all. When it comes to Pesach Doros, Pesach Rishon, that it's modeled after Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach Mitzrayim of Lachar HaGeula. Or what has the Etzem Shem Karban Pesach. Whatever is shaykh to the Etzem Shem Karban Pesach. Or is L'achar HaGeula. That you're doing the Doros. But Pesach Sheni, Ein Asiyaso Ela B'chelik Shel Pesach Doros She'achar HaGeula B'vad. Pesach Sheni only relates to that chelik of Pesach Doros that's after the Geula. Pesach Rishon relates to Pesach that's before the Gula also. Now, did ever dinim are shaykh to the Etzim Shem Pesach? They're also shaykh to the Pesach Lidaris. for Pesach Rishon, but not for Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, only what applies to the Pesach of Mitzrayim after the Geula, the second parasha. Pesach Rishon applies to the second parasha, but also the first parasha, whatever dinim flow from the fact that it has a Shem Pesach. Masha'enkein, those dinim that flow from the fact that you want to save the Jewish people. That only applied back then. And therefore, it's not correct to say on Pesach Sheni that it's kechol chukos ha-Pesach, like all the laws of the Pesach. Because indeed, it's like all the laws of the Pesach that apply to the Pesach that's after the Geula, but not all the laws of the Pesach b'chlal. And in that, the Rambam brings, like in our Girsa, that this klal that was set in Mitzrayim, you take it on the 10th, etc., doesn't apply to the Doros, because even though it's one carbon Pesach, that's only klapi the carbon shel achar geula. Whereas in Mitzrayim, there was an additional part of the Pesach, that was the Pesach shelifnei geula. And even though there are dinei Pesach shelifnei geula, but Pesach doros, again, whatever is shaykh, like we said in the previous shir, whatever is shaykh to the etzim shein Pesach is ledoros. Any dinim that are shaykh to the Pesach shelifnei geula are not ledoros. שהרי כלל זה שנאמר במצרים שלקח, אז נא לדורס. Yes, it's one carbon Pesach, in Mitzrayim and לדורס, but that is only vis-a-vis the carbon that's לאחר הגאולה, and in Mitzrayim we also had a carbon שלפני הגאולה, and that only applies partially to the Pesach לדורס. And if Pesach דורס ain't at הכל, we don't have everything that we had in Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Sheni doesn't have anything. In other words, Pesach Rishon has part of what applies to the Pesach Shelifnei HaGeula, the first parasha of Pesach. Pesach Sheni has none of that. Only applies to the second parasha. Pesach Sheni ain't kluni chelek ze. It's all klapi the Pesach shel achar gula, and therefore the klapi Shapir. V'lechem klapi Shapir habi kochokza Pesach. Vis-a-vis the second Pesach, the Pesach after the Gula, the second parasha. It's taka kochokza Pesach. It's like all the laws of that second Pesach. So that's according to our Girsa. According to the other Girsa, which is found in the Old Ksaviyat of the Rambam and the other Mepharshim bring, so why is he bringing it? Even if you have a period in Sulu Halacha, what's in the Halacha coming to teach us? Again, it's coming to teach us that when you talk about Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros has only some of the aspects of Pesach Mitzrayim. So when we talk about Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni is only going to have some of the aspects of Pesach Rishon, i.e. whatever applies to the post-Gula Karban Pesach, and not to the pre-Gula Karban Pesach. So what the Rambam is trying to do is the Rambam is telling us what the gather of Pesach Sheni is. The Rambam isn't coming to tell us between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Taurus, like he does with the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Because then he should have said the Lashon of the Mishnah, Mahabe Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Taurus. The Rambam didn't have to do that because it's not nafkamina for us. What does it matter to us what happened in Pesach Mitzrayim? Just the yisod, the inyan that's learned from the fact that there are things in Pesach Mitzrayim that don't apply to Pesach Taurus, that's the Rambam's coming to teach us. Sheyeshnam dvarim b'Pesach Mitzrayim she'enam b'Pesach Dorot. There's certain things that apply to Pesach Mitzrayim that don't apply to the Doros, and same thing Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Because that's the Yisoy Godel b'Mahus HaMitzvah Shel Korban Pesach. And we see the Sheni L'maisim in Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros and Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And if the Rambam rises to the end of his Korban Pesach, Kedarko, that he adds ideas about the essence of the mitzvah, because that's the gather of the holy in the Korban Pesach. That it's partially like Pesach Mitzrayim, partially not like Pesach Mitzrayim. As the Rambam says, Shein Dvar Nogim L'Doros V'Nasu Elbe Mitzrayim, the Rambam is telling us, Shein Eilu Advarim, what does it mean Ein Eilu Advarim? In other words, the fact that the essence of the Korban is also a carbon of Lifnei Agula, Nogim L'Doros. In other words, it's not Mechayiv that it should be that way for Pesach Doros. Like we said, Pesach Sheni, it's not going to be exactly like Pesach Rishon and Pesach Mitzrayim. Only what applies to Pesach Shelachar Agula. But in the aspects that apply to Pesach Shelifnei Agula, Pesach Sheni has no shaykhs. So it comes from the Hus, from the Mahus of Pesach Mitzrayim. In other words, that if the carbon Shelifnei Agula is only Mitzrayim, but it's not the Doros. The Doros is not replicated. The Doros we only follow. What applies to the Shem Korban Pesach, and what applies to the post-Geula Pesach. What applies to the Korban then, Mitzrayim, set aside on the 10th of the month, that its blood should be applied to the lintel and two doorposts with a bunch of hyssop, that it's treated with haste, so these don't apply to the Doros. They only apply to Pesach Mitzrayim, because they're aware from the pre-Geula aspect of the Pesach. That's why the Rambam adds at the end, Ein osin dvar nogel l'doros l'nasu el b'Pesach Mitzrayim b'levad. What comes from the Mahus of the pre-Geula Pesach is only going to be in Mitzrayim. The Rambam already tells us, Shekhal Zeshner Mitzrayim Shilokach HaPesach, etc. The Rambam repeats it over here, it's not the Doros. Why is it not the Doros? Because Pesach Mitzrayim is a different Mahus than the Doros. Just like Sheni isn't the same as Rishon. Mitzrayim and Ladoros, the difference is you don't do Ladoros what applies to the pre-Gula Pesach, only the Shem Pesach and the Pesach Shelachar Gula, as we explained in the previous year. And Pesach Sheni doesn't get anything from the pre-Gula Pesach, only post-Gula Pesach. So, Mirz Hashem, we will continue this in the next year and then explain the Rambam's omission, the neder of Pesach, of the Din Bikur, the Pesach Rishon. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. The neder we shall continue.